The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. What's up, boys? This is it. The final weekend of the baseball season. This is it.
Holy crap, is it really?
Yeah.
So we're coming up on playoffs this quick?
Yeah. We got four games left. 2.5 game lead with four games left.
Yeah,
you
I guess
think they
so,
can do
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I think they can.
You do?
A two-game lead with four left?
2.5.
Yeah, I think they can do it.
I'm not sure.
I think they can.
I'm not sure. Cranky didn't look great last night. It was the offense exploded for two more in the ninth. Mm-hmm. Again, shut out all the way through till the ninth inning. Cranky 4 2/3, 3 earned runs, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. 92 pitches to get through 4 2/3. That's your ace, boys.
His ERA is now up over 4.
Over 4.
I don't know. I always balked at him being compared to those other two pitchers, but he's just, to me, Zach Greinke is he's a nice little pitcher, I guess.
No, he's really, really good. He should have won Game 7 of the World Series if it wasn't for AJ.
That's a good game. He's
no,
3-3 this year with a 4-0-3.
Yeah, well, he's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, no.
He's okay.
Well, he's the best you got, so we're going to have to live with that. The best you got.
I guess.
Got one hitter over 302. Kyle Tucker, who can't be more up and down, is your second best hitter at 272. George Springer hitting 253. I mean, Bregman 241. Altuve 215. Oh, Carlos had, yeah, he had a hit. He's hitting 257 now.
It's terrible.
It's 2015 again.
Oh, no, it's worse than that.
Oh, no,
they hit home runs.
Yeah,
that was Crush City.
Yes.
This isn't Crush City.
No, but
this is
just,
no city. This is 2006.
16.
2006 Astros with.
Oh, gosh.
With no Berkman.
Oh, gosh. Don't say that.
Yeah, this is a bunch of Bogars and Osmus. Yeah, this isn't.
I mean, 800 is.
I mean, 15 at least had bangers. They said, okay, we'll try to bang everything out of the park. It was Crush City, high strikeouts, high home runs. This isn't a high home run team. Not relative to that year.
Well, George has drawn some walks this year. Otherwise, his OPS, it's 860.
I'll take 50, that.
865.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Brantley is right at same neighborhood. And then it just falls off. I mean, well, Tucker. Tucker is in the same neighborhood. Those three are all in the same neighborhood. And then it's everybody else. Altuve, 591 OPS. Holy crap. What the hell happened? A 311 slugging percentage.
Wait, did you say 591 OPS?
280 on base. 280 on base. And a 311 slugging.
It's just going to make you miserable looking at the data. There's nothing positive you can find. There's not one thing positive.
When Aledmys Diaz is a better hitter than Jose Altuve, what the hell? Oh, Maldonado is a much better hitter. He's over 700. Reddick's a better hitter. Miles Straw is a 510.
By the way, the best pitcher on the staff is Fromber.
Yeah.
Fromber's better than Zach Greinke this year. Hits to innings, pitch to hits. I would say, you know, there's a better strikeout to walk for Greinke. Strikeout per nine is Fromber. Whip number is barely Fromber, 112 to 113. ERA, Fromber's got him by half a run. Fromber's got him with a 5-3 win total. Fromber is better than Zach Greinke this year. And we're talking about Fromber not being in the rotation of the playoffs? I don't see how that's really possible.
Well, probably. Well, who do you want?
I mean, I guess McCullers get squeezed, but he's been there before.
Urquidy has got a 278. Urquidy's got to be in there. Greinke's going to be in there. And Fromber. You know what? McCullers, although he had a
No, I think McCullers is the one who gets squeezed.
Yeah, he gets squeezed. You got to have, well, and that's if it lasts three games. What is it? What order are you going
but in? But Urquidy has not been punching people out, so.
Oh, well. He's got a 2.78.
I mean, it's four starts.
Yeah, and it's a 2.78. That's okay. You got a scrub in the bullpen.
You don't have to keep calling him a scrub. Just say scrub.
Well, his name is A.
No, it's Andre. Scrub. Then say you've got Andre Scrub.
A scrub.
You're saying you've got a scrub in the bullpen. You got lots of scrubs in a bullpen.
Oh, my God. No, you're overfilled. You're overflowing with
At
scrubs.
This point right now, you need Christian Javier and Lance McCullers or Urquidy or whoever or Fromber or whatever they decide to do. They've got to really do some heavy lifting on yeah, because when Zach Greinke throws 93 pitches and goes 4 2/3 or whatever, you can't go to the bullpen. You got to go to a former starter. That's what you got to go to. You need two starters to finish it up. You need Javier to come in and go three innings.
Well, you got Blake Taylor, so you got a savior.
Okay,
you got
so Sisnead can't. Sisnead cannot.
No, he
cannot
can't make
pitch.
The postseason.
Josh James can't come in. Sisnead can't come in. You know, it's funny. Brooks Raley, actually. I mean, Brooks Raley, other than one really bad outing, I think he's not bad. He hasn't been bad this year statistically. Who else? I mean, who else are you throwing? Devo died. Osuna died. Biagini's a dead man.
Paredes.
Yeah, you got Paredes.
Paredes. Cianella's dead. Everybody's dead. Everybody's dead to me.
Ryan Pressly.
Well, when you put McCullers in.
Ryan Pressly kind of died a few years ago.
Yeah.
No, Ryan Pressly kind of died in the middle of 2018. Has never been the same. He's been just a zombie.
No, he's not a zombie. he gets out there and he pitches. He throws the ball.
He
throws the ball.
But he's not been the same guy. No. Let's get Dave. David wants to talk about the Astros. What's up, David? How you doing?
Hey, doing good morning, guys. I love your show. Listen to you every morning. I got an idea why Altuve is what he is. If you think about Dustin Pedroia and David Eckstein, they're both the smaller guys. Their window wasn't that big. And I think we're finding that Jose Altuve is hitting that window where what we've seen from him in the past, it's closing quickly. I don't think it's cheating. I don't think it's this. I don't think it's that. He's always led in hitting at the double place. But now that he doesn't have that pop that we're used to in his bat, I think his window's closing because that little body can only hold up so much. I've been saying that for almost since the beginning of the season, that his window's closing.
Mm.
So, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting note. Pedroia basically was good from 06 to 17. The last 2 years were, I mean, he only had 9 games last 2 years. He broke down. But while he played, though, I would tell you that, I mean, you know, from an OPS standpoint, he was 760, but he was never, his best years were from 2007 to 2011 from an OPS standpoint. After that, it was below 800, but he still, you know, he still hit at a good clip from a, you know, batting average standpoint. His OPS was okay. He was not a slugger, but he went from 06 to 17. That was not bad. Jose Altuve hasn't. How much time does Altuve have in the league? He didn't have that much, not yet, but I don't know, to this point. I mean, he's 30. Pedroia started breaking down when he was 33. He broke down when he was 33. Altuve, see, but it doesn't make a lot of sense that he goes 903 from an OPS standpoint last year and then falls off to 596. Like, Jose Altuve has been over 900 three different times over the last 5 years. This feels a little early to break down, but they both had an MVP. I don't know. I think it is possible for smaller. They always talk about smaller pitchers breaking down. Smaller guys like Allen Iverson.
Yeah, but
Altuve's
thick. I mean, I don't know about breaking down. Is he injury prone?
No, I mean he did have that injury. Was it last year? Yeah, it was last year where he was hurt.
I don't know that it's a mental thing anymore. I know that he was pressing early on in the season, yeah, and you know, swinging at everything and trying to prove that.
Well,
he
don't think it lives in his head now?
Yeah, it's living there
because Carlos Correa had it live in his head for a whole year.
Well, a half a year. He came back at
Well, in the playoffs, he was,
he actually homered in the playoffs.
Well, against the Indians, yeah, which is what started him getting him out of his funk. But the next up was the Red Sox.
And he didn't do it.
So it was, actually he hit the ball pretty good.
Carlos Correa is what he is. He's a 760 OPS guy.
That's unbelievable, though. Yeah. I just can't believe that that's who, I don't think that's who he is. And yet, here we are. And he's played with the Astros for a little while now. I refuse to believe that this is who Carlos Correa is. He's got to be a 900 OPS guy. How is this possible?
We have a big enough sample size now, right?
How is this possible? He's just a great defensive shortstop with some occasional pop who can get hot streaks. Like, this can't be who he is.
What's his career OPS?
Carlos?
833.
What is it?
833.
Yep. I know. I'm looking at it.
That's okay.
You're looking at it.
Yeah.
That's okay. He's not a 700. I mean, that's
well,
not
he's now he's a 693 guy right now, this year. He was 728 2 years ago. But that was after he came back and he was a mess. He was just a mess.
Was he in 17?
That was the broken ribs.
What was he in 17?
17, he was great. He was 941.
The trash can.
But since then,
everybody's stats are career years in 17. Let's be honest about this. When you go look at Altuve, and I know the thing is he supposedly didn't use a bunch of stuff and all that stuff. It's hard to get around the fact that everyone's years were career years in 17. Carlos, go look at obviously Marwin was. It's just hard to get around that. You know, you don't want to believe that any of that had anything to do with anything. But it looks so bad. That the year after the Astros get busted for cheating, their team batting average is not even over 220. Carlos Correa is under 700 OPS after a quote unquote hot start in a truncated season. Altuve's not even hitting 220. His OPS is in the 500s. I mean, this looks so bad.
It does.
It looks so freaking bad.
It is. It's,
and I know that they're pressing.
It's giving everybody credence to the whole trash can thing.
I'm not even hearing national people talk about this. It's almost like, I'm glad they're not focusing in on the batting.
The Astros are just a block. The Astros are turning into the Texans too. They're middle of the pack right now. If you rank the Astros in Major League Baseball, they'd be about 15th, in that neighborhood.
Altuve won the MVP in the trash can year. Now you go 3 years later, and he's got a 596 OPS. I mean, it just looks so bad.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it. I have a hard time believing that that's who Carlos Correa is, and yet here we are.
Well, he's an 833 career OPS guy. But that was – the 941 was the outlier. Now he did. Last year he had a 926 OPS. He had himself in 75 games. He had himself
a
nice
Boy
year.
Said they had buzzers last year.
They didn't have any buzzers last year.
But that's what John Boy
but
said.
But John Boy can suck it.
Oh.
Okay? John Boy's an idiot.
Hey, wait a minute. Some kids are going back to school, I think.
Are they?
Yeah.
No,
I think they are back to school.
We got flooding. Everything's closed.
Done. No, we're done with flooding.
Everything's closed. No.
My kids are going to.
They're going to school?
Well, not HISD.
Well, where are they
We
going?
Have to make a decision by tomorrow. And my wife's
okay,
they haven't told us. They haven't told us any,
What do you mean?
They don't have any plans.
Who cares? Go to school, kids.
No, we got to have a plan.
That's what I'd say.
We got to have a plan.
I don't care. Go to school.
Trust me. I'd like that. But my wife said HISD has not released a single plan at all.
Well,
nothing.
That's okay.
No
I don't
plans.
Care.
They haven't.
They'll figure it out. That's what I'd say.
What's that?
I'd say they'll figure it out.
My son Alec is there today. He's going to school today. His first day at school. He had his first one rained out.
Oh, so you can't say suck it now?
He's pretty good. All he does is sit and argue with people on Instagram all day about basketball and who the great, or sit and argue with his brothers or his sister about sports. Anytime they have a sports opinion,
Monty's arguing.
Yeah, he immediately goes contrarian to anything that anybody says. Oh, well, actually, the stats say that Dak Prescott is actually a lot better than you're giving him credit. Mm-hmm. Did you know that and because that's all he does is just pull everyone else's opinion from every source, he's got stats on everybody.
He could be Colin Cowherd someday.
That's who he wants to be.
Yeah.
You want to be me.
I want to be John Clay Wolf is who I want to
be. Here, see? AJ just dropped his kid off at cross-country practice.
What? Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's listening.
Did he say that it's okay to say
outside something? Of HISD, people are, I don't know if you know this or not, because of 92.5 now, our signal travels a little more.
Well, yeah, we're in the Katy School District now.
Yeah, and they're going.
Those kids are all like, oh, did you hear what the bad man said?
Yeah.
He said
You're the bad man.
He said the S word. John Clay Wolf is coming on. Hide the kids. So if you're looking for a best way to sell your car, so today I go, I've had to wait 3 weeks to get to the tax office to be able to turn this thing over. And if you're looking for the best way to change my title over, this has nothing to do with John Clay Wolf said, here, I'll give you the money right now for your car. And my deal is I couldn't get the title done. So today is the day I get the title done. Zane, who works here, is like, oh, can you please? They've been sitting with this car for 3 weeks, a month now. And but this is all on me. John Clay Wolf said, give me the car. I'll give you the money. Give me the title. But I need the title. Now, if you don't have hassles like this, you can get this job done immediately because that's what they do every single day. They take care of the business. You got the title. You get the money. He gets the car. Bing, bing, bing. And you're going to get most for your car right now at GiveMeTheVIN.com. He promises. Although, if he can't beat CarMax, he's going to give you $100. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I hosted, we had to do a virtual touchdown club deal last night. The best players in the area, there were 35, something like that. Anyway, holy crap. Auburn's coming in here and taking Demetrius Davis and his offensive, his tackle, and one other guy. And I'm like, what the hell? How's Auburn coming in here grabbing guys?
Yeah, if you don't know Demetrius Davis, he's a quarterback for North Shore State champion. Are they a two-time defending state champion?
Two-time defending. Now, he threw that pass, the Hail Mary, remember?
A couple
against
years
Duncanville?
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah. That made the ESPYs.
Yeah, and then they won last year as well. Miami has the linebacker from that team, Corey Flagg Jr. They're actually trying to recruit Demetrius Davis. He decided to go to Auburn after decommitting from Virginia Tech. How does Auburn come here and get players? I mean, I could speculate, but I don't know.
Auburn's working Houston now.
Yeah.
They got three really good players here. Man, whoever that recruiter is, he's got he is doing a hell of a job.
Does he have Houston ties?
I don't know who he is. I don't know who he is, but he's doing a hell of a job, I can tell you that. And then Texas A&M has got two huge tackles and a huge tight end, Fernando Garza, who is a big dude now. And he was the video of him pancaking people, and the other two are huge. So Jimbo's bulking up on that offensive line, I'm telling you right now.
Well, it looks like Demetrius Davis' primary recruiter was Chad Morris, the OC at Auburn, who used to coach at Arkansas. So who knows how much pull Chad Morris has here in the state. But, yeah.
Well, he's picking up guys, I can tell you that. Yeah. And then Texas had three really good guys, too. U of H has a couple. Mark Davis, the defensive back, and another guy who said U of H was one of his favorites. And Rice had one kid, real smart, one of the smart kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it is an impressive. There's one kid going to Harvard, another kid going to Wake. I mean, it's an impressive, impressive group we've got here this year.
Yeah, and the offensive lineman from North Shore that's going to Auburn is Jaden Roberts.
Yeah.
Big offensive guard, 6'5", listed 6'5", 340. So a small fella.
Yeah. 6'5", 340.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. In North Shore, man, they had, I don't know how many kids they had on the list. They had a wide receiver who's a beast. He's going somewhere. He's going big places. At North Shore, John Jay has put together. He's real. That program is real, what they're doing over there. And I was talking to a guy who puts this together. He said, they're so organized. They've got all the kids separated. They're doing their classes virtually, but they're at the school. He said, and he's got them there and they're working and doing, and doing the football as well. So they're really, really, he's a really good
so
coach.
So games have jumped off?
No, they're jump off this weekend.
This weekend? Okay.
Yeah.
I had to call my brother, see what's up with his team. He's in Arlington now, so I got to see what's going on over there for him. Although he likes that school a lot, the Bradley Doolittle, you've heard of him, right? He's the writer. Is that his name? It's Doolittle, right? The writer from Bradford Doolittle, writer from ESPN, kind of into analytics, things like that. He ranked all the potential pitching staffs for the
postseason
playoff teams. Yeah. He based it. They used a lot of. They were heavy on the analytics. He based it on recent usage, team news. We identified 4 starters, 5 key relievers for each team. The bulk of each team's forecast is made up of these pitchers. The starters are ordered 1 through 4, relievers 1 through 5, on anticipated leverage index to create a kind of staff hierarchy. An updated track record-based forecast was generated for each pitcher. The question of how are they throwing was addressed using the StatCast-based metric. Expected
don't tell me how the sausage was made. How'd it come out?
Okay. Well, you need to know this because they're not friendly to Urquidy.
No, well,
that's what I'm saying. See, I had to tell you this because here's what the
Urquidy
expected ERA. Okay. I know Urquidy is your crush.
He's my side.
Expected outcome stats help to remove defense and ballpark from the equation. This is from StatCast. Okay. This is the god of all sports right now when it comes to statistics and tracking and
better than
stats.
Next gen?
Yeah, it's considered the best. So, and one of the guys who's responsible for it, Darren Willman, actually lives here. Anyway,
well, then
so they take ballpark
why
and
even
defense.
Play then?
They take ballpark and defense out of the equation, express the skill shown at the moment the ball is contacted. By looking at the exit velocity and launch angle of each batted ball, a hit probability is assigned. So they're looking at some of these other things that will create outcomes. I don't know if it's fair to Urquidy based on maybe his sample size is what's affected it. So expected ERA, for example, for Jose Urquidy is 5.22. When his ERA right now is 2.78. For McCullers, it's 4.86. When right now it's 4.24. Fromber's is 4.02 when it's 3.57. Greinke's actually lower at 3.83 when his is 4.03. The best on the staff is Christian Javier. His expected ERA is 3.18. So here's how they rank. So what do you think? They did AL-NL. Out of the 8 teams, where do you think the Astros rank?
Out of the 8 teams,
who do you think is number 1 in the AL?
In the AL would probably be the Yankees.
Cleveland Indians.
Cleveland's number 1?
Yep. Bieber, Plesac, Carrasco, Savale, Brad Hand. I mean, they got some pretty good pitchers in here. I can't believe Oliver Perez is in there. I didn't know
Oliver Perez
yeah,
is still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
That dude is still alive.
Tampa's 2.
Okay, yeah.
I would have thought Tampa might be one. But Blake Snell, Glasnow, Charlie Morton. I mean, I'll take their 3. I'll take their 3 and go to work. It gets a little lighter in the bullpen, obviously. Number 3 is the Yankees.
Okay.
Number 4 is the Twins. Maeda, Berrios, Pineda, Rich Hill.
Where's the White Sox?
Well, the Astros are 5.
Really?
Leverage ERA 4.19. Key ranking strikeout 6. Walks 7. Walks to strikeout 7. Homers 3. Probable starters. They've got Greinke, Urquidy, McCullers, and Fromber. And that is accurate. We just don't know which 3.
Wow.
That is accurate. And they
the
got
White
Preston.
Sox.
Now tell me if you agree with this. This is probably accurate. Presley, James, Paredes, Scrub, and Blake Taylor. That's probably the 5. That's probably the 5. As much as you say Josh James has been in 2 playoffs.
Yeah. No, it's probably the 5.
6, Oakland.
Well, Javier McCullers or...
I would think. Javier. They say rookie Christian Javier, who's worked mostly as a starter and can't be ruled out of doing the same in the playoffs, his expected ERA ranks 2nd to Blake Taylor among the likely Houston playoff hurlers, and he features possibly the best swing and miss stuff on the bunch. So... I mean, they had to
they had to mention him. I don't know where he. I would he just. Probably goes I would to just the pen slip now. Him into the key goes, relievers.
Yeah, he goes in the pen.
And then I would slip out. Let's be real about this. I would hope that Dusty would put him in there way ahead of Josh James. But they're different types of relievers. Yeah, I mean, I would expect him to come in when somebody has gone five innings or even four innings, a starter. Because we see that happen a lot in the playoffs. If there's any sign of trouble, at least. I mean, at least AJ was like that. But if there's a sign of trouble and it wasn't Garrett Cole or Justin Verlander, AJ would come get him.
Yeah. Yep.
Now,
yep.
I don't know no what trust. Dusty will do.
No trust whatsoever.
Fromber, he'll allow Fromber to go both ends of a doubleheader. Number six is the A's. Seven is the White Sox.
The White Sox have like the fourth best ERA in the league.
They're eighth in strikeouts. They're eighth in walks. Yeah, that means
they
last.
Get guys out.
They're eighth in strikeouts per walks. And the leveraged ERA is a 4.33.
Their leveraged ERA?
Yeah, one of the stats that they have is leveraged
ERA.
Well,
their real ERA is in the threes as a team.
I'm just telling you.
Maybe I know you're just telling me.
Was it against some bad teams?
Well, they're playing the AL. Well, they're playing the AL Central. Yeah.
I mean, you got
so the is Cleveland,
Twins.
Though. So is Cleveland and the Twins, and they're ahead of them. And then the White Sox are up there at the top.
I don't know. I can read you the whole thing if you want.
No. Well, then, I mean, when Giolito and Keuchel are your top two guys, then maybe that's, I don't know.
It's got to be that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be that.
But their team ERA is awesome. It's just that, all right. Those guys are smarter than I am. But you know what? We don't even need to play the game. Didn't we already do a simulated season?
Yeah, they were right about the Astros, unfortunately.
They were?
Were they?
Yeah, pretty much. That it would be a down year for the hitters and pitchers.
Oh, really? What did Altuve hit in the simulated season?
I don't know. Well, I'm saying the whole staff.
Oh, okay.
Did they end up being right about Carlos Correa? Now your Carlos Correa stuff doesn't hold up anymore.
What are you talking about?
They had him in the 600s.
He's not.
In the OPS.
He's not. He's in the 700s.
Do they have six? I have to check.
Okay.
They had the Astros not hitting well. They had them finishing right around 500. It was bad. It was bad.
Worse than 500.
The Astros in ERA in all of the big leagues is 12th in the league. They're about the Texans. They're hitting. They're about the Texans. All three teams have turned worse than the Texans.
You insulted them a little bit. But when you combine the hitting.
There's one Irishman here.
When you combine the hitting and the pitching, it's about 15th in the
league. Drinks are on the house.
It is what it is.
It's what it is. They're 19th in the league in hitting. That's about the Texans.
But look what they're hitting, though.
That's about the Texans.
What are they hitting? 230?
238.
Ain't the Texans. Texans are middle of the
Look
truly middle
today,
of the pack.
Dale, did you see what I brought in today?
Oh, the Texans are trying to buy John off again.
Are you going to give away that Papa John's gift card?
I'm going to give away everything. I'm going to give away this Deshaun picture holder.
You're going to need to take a picture so people can know what they're getting.
Actually, that's pretty tight.
It is tight.
You got Deshaun Watson and JJ Watt.
You just put the picture. Well, you put your own pictures in.
No, you don't. Yeah, you have that picture.
No, they just use that.
You sure they don't want you to have a picture of Deshaun?
Yeah, they want you to have Deshaun Watson.
They don't
in
want
there.
You to have Deshaun
you
Watson.
Sure Why would that? They not?
Because
that guy's one of the highest paid players
what,
in
you
football.
You can do what you want. But yeah, I guess you know some kid might want Deshaun on his desk or whatever.
Some grown-ups
you
would.
You got a couple of
not this
of,
grown-up.
Why would a grown-up
of,
not want
of masks? A couple Ooh. Of Texans masks. You got a Texan pin you can wear on your lapel on your suit. You got that. You got a Papa John's VIP card.
What does that mean, VIP card?
VIP means you go to papajohns.com, use promo code, and enjoy your pizza. What? I'm going to keep this one.
You mean the best part of the prize pack you're going
to
keep?
Are you giving this away, too?
Yeah.
It tells people to listen to 610, and it gives the 610 schedule?
Oh, throw that crap out.
Oh, okay.
I'll throw that crap out.
Checking if you wanted the Texans radio schedule here.
No, I don't want the radio schedule.
Because it's literally...
But then you got stickers.
Runs up against us.
We are Battle Red. We are Texans. Touchdown. Gridiron. Liberty White. Game Day 2020. You know what I want is a 2020 sticker.
Can I ask you something? In any of this, does it say Steelers of the South or no?
It does not say Steelers of the South. It says kickoff.
Not interested.
It says it's football time in Houston.
They haven't started branding themselves as Steelers of the South yet?
No, not interested then.
That's unfortunate because I feel like it's a great opportunity with this game.
Now, wait a minute.
Up.
These are things. Did any of y'all know about these things? Be part of the Texans team.
The Toros Kids Club. Did you know there was one of those?
No.
I'll read it on the other side.
Okay.
There's a list of four different... I legitimately want to ask anyone who's listening if y'all have heard of these clubs.
Well, are those Boomer Natural masks? Because they must be garbage then, right?
That's why I got to give them away.
Yeah, you won't wear them.
They don't have nano silver technology.
That's right. You won't wear them.
No, I'm not wearing these. No. It's got a Texans logo on it. That's fine. I don't care. But it doesn't have nano silver technology.
You sure
I wouldn't say it.
You sure it doesn't attract the COVID?
I don't know what it does. All I know, it's not Boomer Naturals. It's not BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granado. It's not the safest way. It's not the most breathable. It's not the one that will protect you the most. It's not the one that's sold at CVS, that's for sure. So if you're looking for the best mask in the world, maybe in the history of the world, it's BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code Granado. Get 20% off. If you need it right away, go to CVS. You're going to pay a little bit more, but that's okay. It's BoomerNaturals.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
(laughs) 734 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. So what can I join with the Texans? I can join the kids club.
Let me just tell you what you can join, and I'm going to see if you've. And this is I'm not making fun of this. I've never.
You were an Astro buddy, weren't you, growing up?
No, I wanted to be.
Your dad wouldn't let you be an Astro buddy.
We didn't go to that many games. We lived in Rosenberg, so I only went to a few games with the Astros. I mean, I watched them all.
Rosenberg's like too far or what?
It was like 40 minutes, 45 minutes, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, easily.
45 minutes to a game and you're...
Yeah.
That was too far?
Or maybe an hour. I don't know.
That was too far?
Yeah. My dad didn't take us to a bunch of games. I watched them all.
He drove to the University of Houston every day, which is...
That's why.
Right next door.
I know he did. I know he did.
So Marsha could have driven the kids to meet him.
I'm not jamming up the and he hated Cedeño anyway. My dad woke me up one time to tell me he had been to an Astros game. He woke me up out of my sleep to tell me Cedeño was 0-for-4, struck out 3 times, everyone booed him. What is that?
So wake up.
That's my favorite player. He woke me up to tell me that my favorite player struck out 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone
booed
him.
That's what dads are supposed to do.
Yeah, he probably didn't love the fact that my favorite player also murdered a woman. I mean, it was involuntary manslaughter, but it happened. Shot his own girlfriend up in a... he probably didn't love that. I picked him good. Lewis Lloyd, favorite basketball player. Kicked out of league for coke. Benny Anders... Total outlaw at University of Houston. Mm-hmm. Like my favorite player is John Jefferson, wide receiver with Chargers. They got rid of him, and then apparently he didn't work hard in offseason, so his career just all of a sudden fell off the map. I picked bad guys.
Did you give Ray Carruth a high character grade?
He must have.
I had Hearns over Sugar Ray, but Hearns wasn't a bad guy. But you had to pick when you were a kid. Yeah. You had to pick Hearns or Sugar Ray.
Yeah. I was an Ali and Sugar Ray guy.
I was an Ali guy.
I liked the flair.
Yeah. And my dad didn't love Ali either. Yeah. I think he liked him okay, but, you know, my dad was a Vietnam vet, so it was a little weird. I think there's probably a little weird at times, but he didn't really say too much. So here are the names of these clubs. I was not an Astros buddy. Christian Becerra was an Astros buddy, and he, if I remember correctly, shout out to Christian, who's running for an office in Rosenberg. I think he had Cedeño as his Astros buddy. You also told me you tried to get Cedeño on the show at a minor league, and whenever he was at spring training, he wouldn't come on the show.
No, he wouldn't come on.
What?
Well, he said, I'm busy. I might have to.
He's not busy.
I might have to murder some woman.
No.
I might murder some woman later today.
He definitely didn't say that. So here's some of the Texans clubs. Be part of the Texans team. Sign up for access to exclusive events, contests, blah, blah, blah. Have you ever heard of the Toros Kids Club?
I have not.
Dell, have you heard of or have you signed up for Toro's Kids Club? You've very quietly started dating a lady who has a kid, and maybe you've taken them to Toro's Kids Club?
Well, considering the lady with the kid would be immediately out, the answer is no.
Dell, have you ever dated a woman who had a kid?
Why would I want to ruin part of my life?
The answer is yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
There's a group
Not
called...
Not a chance.
No, you have never dated, and by dated, I mean dated.
Done stuff, what you mean? Is that what you mean?
That with a woman that had a kid.
No, it's an immediate out for me.
That's a lie. I don't know.
No, it is
them.
Not. I'm out.
Did you have a one-night date with a woman with a kid?
No.
He's lying.
I'm not lying.
He's gotta be lying.
You know what? No, because I don't want to eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch with that kid. No.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch isn't bad.
No, it's really good.
It's actually
good.
Pretty good.
Oh, tastes like rum chata.
The problem isn't the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's a person I had to eat it with. I would love the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Just wake up early, Dell. Wake up early and get out. What? Of course, kids could be up early watching TV.
Cartoons.
Yeah.
I don't want to, hey, you know what? This cartoon ain't got nothing on Spider-Man. You want to have that conversation with him? No, I don't. Sorry.
What if it's like that little kid in, what if he's like that little kid that looks like Johnny Harris in...
Jonathan Lipnicki?
Jonathan Lipnicki.
Show me the money.
Why would that kid be anymore?
The human head weighs 7 pounds.
Yeah, sure.
Wouldn't you want to eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch with that kid?
No.
That kid's fun. He's got a great head.
No.
Mom? Mom? Dog peed, Mom? Mom?
Mom, what's that? Why are you screaming, Mom?
You know why?
Because
my first thought would be, I was just the place that you just... Nah, I can't even make the...
Oh, the filter. All right, here's some other things. Somos Texans.
Somos Texans?
Somos Texans.
Sí, Somos Texans.
Claro que sí. You could be in Somos Texans.
Sí.
How about Battle Red Ladies?
Battle Red Ladies?
Battle Red Ladies is a group. Is Wendy in Battle Red Ladies?
Nah, I don't think
so. Is Granny in Battle Red Ladies or one of your dates, Dell?
No.
How about this one? First Down Dads.
First Down Dads.
I would never join First Down Dads.
I want to be in First Down Dads.
I'd rather
dads.
Be a Touchdown Dads.
First Down Dads.
I don't aspire to first downs. I aspire to touchdowns. Call me a Touchdown Dad. Don't call me a First Down Dad. You can't even dab with First Down Dads.
Well, if you get a first down.
You could dab with First Down.
Maybe they should do that instead of Houston Texans.
First down. And then you dab. It's a Texans first down. Down! And then it turns into you're pointing first down, but you're actually dabbing.
And then dab.
Yeah. I mean.
You going to do that to your kids when the Texans get first
down? I always do this. What? Did you see over there? And they're like, oh, because I dabbed on them. I say, have you ever seen me hit like this? And I throw a dab on them. And then my new one is this.
It's dab a spin around dab. That
he spins
doing.
Around.
That's dab. My new tornado dab.
Tornado dab.
Monty has a floss dab now. She's had one for a while.
What about, would you join the Houston Dabbing Dads? If they had a club?
I'd consider it if they gave me pizza.
Yeah.
Would they give me pizza?
Probably.
You got pizza right here.
Yeah, if they gave me
There's
pizza.
There's some free pizza right here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, put it in the promo code. I don't know what it is. Oh, my gosh. I have a free pizza card, VIP, Papa John's. I got all kinds of Texans stuff here. How should we give it away?
You just give it to a number of... Or anyone who calls.
How about
the
if you're relentless about being wrong, like John was yesterday, and he keeps flipping, tweeting me?
Oh, I've muted him.
This morning, he's still tweeting me about this.
I didn't.
And he's wrong, and he won't stop.
Yeah, if you missed it,
about if you're wrong and can't give it up, we should give you all this Texan stuff so you'll stop.
If you missed it, yesterday, there was a conversation about the Fuzzy Zeller quote. What he said about Tiger Woods and fried chicken and collard greens, and John apparently is continuing to say that Fuzzy was just making reference to what was traditionally served at the Masters when no one picked the champion's dinner. Yeah. And there has been no evidence to suggest that fried chicken and collard greens was the traditional meal. And even Fuzzy said, yeah, I was making a joke. I take an L on that one. But John won't.
No, John won't. He keeps saying that was the meal. Now, so he put out a list of the different meals. Not every meal was, but I can't find out. They skipped several years. I just can't find out what was served those years, though. Well, there's the case.
We did the same thing.
There you go. I mean, he said it was widely reported at the time by the media that that was the case. that they serve fried chicken and collard greens.
I Googled it. I haven't found one story.
Not one
that
story.
Says that.
Maybe it was in the Ku Klux Times. I don't know.
It's not called the Ku Klux Times.
Does that something I can order? Or do I
don't know, John. But really,
it's not called the Ku.
The dude made a mistake. Fuzzy made a mistake. Fuzzy said the wrong thing. It's okay. You don't have to back Fuzzy Zeller.
Does the paper boy throw the Ku Klux Klan Times to my door?
Get your Klan Times! Klan Times!
Just sitting on the corner.
David Duke, Man of the Year. Come get your Ku Klux Times. Oh, my God.
Give me a Snickers bar. I'll take a Chicago Sun-Times and a Klan Times.
It's okay. Somebody made a mistake, John. Somebody made a mistake, Fuzzy Zeller. He made a mistake. He admitted it, and he's moved on.
Kind bar. I'd like an Esquire.
Do you have
the newest edition of the Klan Times?
Listen, field goal dads. What about missed field goal dads? We need missed field goal dads. Missed field goal moms.
Mm-mm. That's a bad group to be in.
Every
time Kaimi Bear, misses a kick, we got to celebrate? What do we do?
Yeah. How about giving up over 200-yard rushing ants?
Too long.
That doesn't really roll too off the tongue.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, but I know it doesn't, but... But that's what.
Hey, by the way, did you see?
Could be.
It looks like Will Fuller's playing.
What?
Yeah, based on is a shocker. Based on Bill O'Brien's comments, he basically made it sound like don't look for. He said day to day on Duke, but he's kind of expecting Will Fuller to be there. So I think Will Fuller's going to play.
So the hamstring honeys will be excited.
Hamstring honeys. There it is. I was trying to think. I was going hamstring. What? What are we doing? Yeah, hamstring honeys would be a good one because JJ could probably get in there. Mm-hmm. Hernia honeys.
Kenny Stills could probably one. Be a part
Kenny
of
Stills.
It.
Kenny Stills, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure Randall Cobb would be part of that.
Peck Posse for JJ and for Whitney. Yeah. Anytime somebody tears a peck, they have to go to the events for the Peck Posse.
Hmm. The Sack Sisters, that's going to be a small group. No Sack. Yeah, 744 ESPN.
The Pressure Posse.
It's always JJ it's and Jacob Martin.
The Pressure Posse, but it's all for all the pressures. The pressures given up.
Well, no, we don't want those.
It's a lot of them.
The Garbage Time Grannies. Okay. Fourth and one failures. Yikes. Fourth and one failure fathers. It's 745 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We haven't even given Dell love yet for his heat. The Dolphins will destroy that tonight, though.
No, they won't. I don't care enough. They're not going to destroy anything.
Mm-hmm. And then the Hurricanes will lose this weekend.
Who knows? But if the Dolphins lose, it just means, hey, the pick gets better. So I'm not hurting if the Dolphins lose at all. I'm in a good place.
Is that all we're about? It's just the picks right
until
now?
Until Tua plays, what do I care if they win or not? Doesn't matter.
That is true.
Yeah. Until he's starting, it doesn't matter.
Herbert's going to go because the Chargers doctor took out
Herbert's
Tyrod
dad.
Taylor.
Apparently, Herbert's dad's the doctor for the Chargers, and he punctured his lung.
And
that was just an unbelievable story. That's why Anthony Lynn made the comment that he's our it's just unfair. But then you also saw you saw a glimpse of the future. So you're excited about that. But how can you possibly take away a starting position when your team doctor punctured the lung of a quarterback?
Well, it depends on how well Herbert plays. I'm sorry that,
Anthony Lynn's already said. He's already on record.
But if Herbert plays great and they win, that's dumb. Just dumb.
Well, I wonder if they're trying to avoid a lawsuit.
Well, they could get a lawsuit either way.
They could. It was a shot to numb because he had rib issues, I guess, and they punctured his lung, and he would have played if not for the team doctor. I know Anthony Lynn already is on record. He is going back to Tyrod Taylor.
Maybe it is because of, well, then you got to play again. You weren't very good, so that's why we put Herbert in. It's not because you had a punctured lung. You didn't lose your job because of that. Because then Tyrod Taylor could say, my future, you guys affected my future earnings.
Yes. I would think lawsuit would 100% be on the table if future earnings was could nice be job, argued. Doc. Could be argued because you only had, he'd say, well, I mean, I don't know what y'all want me to say. I was 1-0.
Yeah.
I was 1-0. So, yeah, that'll be interesting, but regardless, you still got to see your draft pick have a good game. So you're excited about that.
And they'll
for
see
sure.
him this week too, because Tyrod's not ready.
What
to
would
go.
You do with Carson Wentz if you're the Eagles? You know, we talked about Deshaun a lot. I got a direct message like, could y'all please not talk any more Texans? All it does is bring me down. Like, well, we're in Houston. We don't have to. But here's the thing.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to be able to do.
Sorry about that.
But we had a lot of talk about Deshaun, and we are I don't want to say nitpicking because it's not nitpicking, but we're having discussions about a quarterback who I believe is going to be the best quarterback the Texans have ever had. So how much is that saying? It may not be saying much, but I would take Deshaun over many of the quarterbacks in the league. I think he is a tier two quarterback. Tier one or the very best. I believe Deshaun's a tier two quarterback. I'll take it. I absolutely will take it. So I'm happy to have a guy that is in that tier two that is young with a chance to get to tier one. Now, with that said, let's talk about Carson Wentz for a second. Here's a guy who they won a Super Bowl without him on the field. He can't. They had a disappointment. The Cowboys had to totally trick it out for Carson to make the playoffs. And granted, he had a lot of guys out, but this year he's got some talent there on the field, and he once again is just not winning games, and it's a disappointing set of like he's just not playing.
Well, he's pressing
good enough
too.
To yeah. I just what are and they've paid him.
And
what are
city?
They going to do?
And
oh, in that city of all
oh my
cities.
God. No, they're in a bad place. I mean, this is every day this week that ESPN is harping on Carson
they
Wentz.
They traded up twice in the first round to get their hands on him. They've paid him. They're in a really bad place in Philadelphia because you think you've got a guy. Like, I feel like he's the guy, and yet the problem is when you think that, then you get stuck in no man's land, and you're stuck there paying a guy who's not producing. And it is a nightmare. We don't have that nightmare.
No, and it wasn't like, well, he played the Ravens and the Chiefs.
No. No. He played who? The Jaguars and the Rams. Rams.
No, he played Washington.
Redskins. Washington
you
football
said the Redskins.
Team.
You said it.
Oh, Dale.
Racist.
Dale.
Racist. You said Redskins.
Okay. The Washington football team and the
That's
Rams.
That's right. He lost to them.
Yeah. Yeah,
with a 17-0 lead
to the Jags.
Yeah, that's right. With a 17-0 lead.
Wow,
man, he's just off too. He's just a little bit, just a touch off. He looks like a little bit like Brady last year, where the ball's sailing.
I mean, that's a terrible throw that we're watching. Yes. So you look at, let's go NFC East. You've got Dallas. They've got their guy, but I also feel like he could end up being one of those guys that you're like, ah. You know, you just never quite get over the hump with Dak. But I might be wrong. I might be wrong on that. I'd rather have right now Dak than Carson Wentz. Daniel Jones, I think, might end up being a pretty good quarterback. Wentz is lost right now. In the AFC East, Tua is the quarterback of the future. You got Cam for now. He's still more. I think he's more bridge, but he could end up being your quarterback for the next 5 years. There is a possibility that he's the quarterback. I mean, he's not the oldest guy. He's only about, what, 30, Dell?
31.
It's not crazy that Cam Newton could play until he's 34, 35.
No.
That's not crazy. I don't know that they have their solution at quarterback, but he's played pretty well so far.
Yeah.
Jets, Darnold.
Well, he can't take the beating,
what do you think of the Jets?
He can't just keep taking those hits.
No. What do you think of the Jets? Are the Jets, do they have their
they
answer?
They got their guy. They just don't have their coach. They don't have players. They don't have their GM, and they don't have their coach.
That's a lot. Well, they got Joe
They got Joe Douglas. I think they think they've got their GM, but there's work to do. He's only had one. He's only had one draft.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But so far, that roster sucks.
And then you got the Bills. Bills have their quarterback. Yeah. The Titans have their quarterback. The Jags might have their quarterback.
I think they do.
We'll see. The Jags might have their quarterback.
That dude is a player.
But I think they'll always be out there looking like to better deal him. They'll always be doing this.
Yeah.
Like holding the girl's hand, looking at the other girl.
Yeah.
That's who they'll be. Texans have their quarterback. Colts don't have their quarterback. Colts need their quarterback. Steelers don't have their quarterback of the future. Browns, we don't know.
They got Mason Rudolph, don't forget.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
I remember.
And then
who'll take on a whole defensive
Bengals
line?
Bengals have their quarterback.
Mason Rudolph.
Well, one defensive line.
Bengals have their quarterback. Ravens have their quarterback. If you go down the list of all these teams, Herbert, Mahomes, I think Derek Carr is in the same boat. They may keep looking, but we'll see. Who's the other team? Raiders?
Do the Raiders Chargers. Have their quarterback?
So I don't know. I don't know if Carr's that guy or not. I mean, I don't think it is. I think it's another thing where you're always looking. I think they'll still find one. But look at the
Seems to be coming together in this
Jimmy
year.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
What is this, 3 years now?
The entire NFC West has all their quarterbacks. The entire AFC West now appears to have their quarterbacks, except maybe Carr. This is the first time. Now you go all the way to the NFC North. Rodgers, you already have a backup to Rodgers, a backup plan to Rodgers. I don't think the Bears do, but the Lions do for now, but they're in kind of the same situation.
Well, do the Browns? I don't know.
But the Vikings,
are the Lions set for years?
I don't know. I think they could be if they want to be, but it's just paying a bunch of money to a guy who doesn't really impact wins.
Carolina.
Carolina doesn't.
No.
I mean, they're all in the job. But you'll have Fields and Trevor come into the league. By next year, when Fields and Trevor come into the league, and especially if Derek Carr can have a strong year this year, you would have...
The Saints draft the first rounder this year.
Your Saints need a quarterback, too.
Is this the last year of Cousins' deal?
Yeah, I think it might be.
So if they stink... So
it might be Vikings, too.
Yeah.
But there are fewer holes...
So he just gets a bigger deal now somewhere
quarterback.
Else.
Well, they might do another 2-year deal. But there's fewer holes at quarterback around the league than ever before.
He finally won a playoff game last year, but this year, I mean, it's not really on him. They get rid of Diggs, and Thielen's his only guy now. I mean, it's just like.
Well, they got BC. They just drafted Justin Jefferson, and BC Johnson's a pretty good.
Justin Jefferson is. We'll see.
What? Whoa. All of a sudden, the slander has turned.
No, what is that about?
Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, I like him okay. He was good, but I don't know that he'll hold up in the NFL.
I mean, he was a first rounder.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you better get something out of him.
No, I was a Chase guy. I mean, I just think.
Wow. It's getting slanderous in here now.
Yeah.
Once they're out of the purple and gold, the slander starts.
You mm-mm. just take shots.
The Bears got their guy of the future. For sure.
Okay.
Have you seen him? Have you seen him win two games?
I watched that Giants game. He was great.
Tremendous.
Yeah. It was awesome.
The Bucks. Brady's going to be around for another 7 years.
Might be.
No, he could.
I don't feel like that's going to happen. But
so you're saying 49 to 50, he'll still be playing.
Well, it looks like...
I guess you're right. Of all of them, the NFC South is the one that...
Yeah.
Because they have the oldest guy. The NFC South really is going to look a lot different.
Matt Ryan's going to be around a while, but the other three are all...
Yeah.
All tentative.
Teddy Bridgewater's short-term.
Tom Brady's short-term. Bridgewater can play well under Joe Brady.
But I think he's short-term. Tom Brady's short-term. And...
What are they, 0-2
And then Drew Brees
now?
Is short-term.
Carolina's 0-2 now, right?
Yeah. They played well that first game, but... They came up short. Time to talk about, you know, never coming up short is my peeps over at Chastang Ford. Just, and here's the thing is that when you join the Chastang family, you get the best in service. And they really, really, really care about that. They really do. I mean, here's another thing that they care about. They said, I was sitting with Patrick and Allie and Tony and Patrick goes, you know, we do deals on the internet, and we will do the whole deal on the internet, and we'll deliver you the car, and we'll even let you test drive it at home, and then we'll come back and pick it up if you don't like it. If you're somebody that just doesn't want to go and feely touch it, I like to go and look at the car. I want to sit in it. I want to do all of these things and sit in different cars and everything else. Maybe that's not you. Maybe you want to do it all online. But he said, I don't want to start a relationship with somebody that I tell them the price, and then they have to come in, and I'm going to tell them, well, you got to have all these add-ons, the fabric seals and the window etching and the night nitrogen in the tires and all this stuff. And then it's $3,000 more. That is no way to start a relationship. And they, and you don't. And Chastain Ford says you can buy the whole thing online. We don't care. They got 2020 Ford Expeditions at 20,000 off. They got F-150 four-door starting at $28,999 and $10,000 off 2020 F-150 XLT crew cabs. Look, you're looking for the best dealership in the city of Houston. Number one commercial Ford dealer in the city. It's Chastain Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, and just 5 minutes from downtown, or go to ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew.